As I mentioned last night, that to receive, even just to be human being, or just to have even the ordinary human body, just to be human body, even that is extremely rare, so difficult. Why? Because of the cause of that is extremely difficult to create. And because it requires lived or practiced pure morality, you know, just to be human being, you know, to have a just to have a human body, you see, not just that. Taken the vow, but lived in the not that, but lived in the pure vows. Without that, even one took the vow, but didn't live in that pure, then cannot achieve even the ordinary human body. You can't achieve human body. So therefore. So we can understand that even the five-layer vow, no question more than that, even the five-layer vow, how it's not easy. So difficult to understand, come to that point is to understand, to accept the karma. To accept the karma, you come to understand, from virtuous action, result happiness, and from non-virtuous, and the result suffering. First of all, coming to that point, to have the faith, to come to that point is not easy. In the past, Kapan course, in the early course, in the very early courses, but because I was not there at the beginning, so I can't tell. This recently, many of the recent years course, I can't tell because I go late. So the last 2 weeks, or the even shorter than that, so anyway, so I can't tell how things the changes happen. Anyway, in very early courses, so the 3 days we talk about mind, a lot of discussion, like birds, many small birds kept in a cage, you know. Yeah, so much noise they make. So many birds kept in a cage, you see, this small, you see. Anyway, so three, four, five days like that. So anyway, 3 days. So 3 days. So a lot of discussion, the mind, focus is a new subject, you see. For say coming from the West, it's a new discovery. but it's the root, extremely important discovery. the first thing to start with is the first, with the very first discovery. Is to start with about life. To start with is the mind. Your mind, one's mind. So, everything about mind that you're not, that one have, that one never heard, that one has never been aware, never discovered. So there are many new things to hear that you haven't realized or the didn't know. So anyway, then the and after that, Tong said, the, you know, reincarnation karma. So when the reincarnation comes, of course, karma comes then. Then, the, how to, possibly, see, Buddha, the verse of Buddha nature, the possible to receive enlightenment like that. Then starts the, from perfecting rebirth. Or one time, the second course I started from Guru, from Guru. but however, it is fitted according to people who are there, and it seems it is fitted. But that one's fitted, is fitted at that time. Anyway, so, however, what I was going to say is, so discussing karma and all these things. Even after 2 weeks passed already, so most people was okay, you know, become more peaceful. Then, so that after 2 weeks, when it's time to start, when it's time to keep the stomach empty, the last 2 weeks, and we're taking precepts. So anyway. So anyway, I don't know what they took precepts or not, I'm sure. So they, still there's one or two people, you know, couldn't figure out possible reincarnation, you know, couldn't understand, couldn't figure out, you see, about the reincarnation, the karma things, this. So even the most people, they kind of settled. Most people are settled. So quiet and quiet, but they settled. Settled, or say. Okay, kind of okay. You know? So, see, more, say, I guess, become more closer to that idea or the faith to that, to understand that. But there's still some people that, even after, you know, weeks, that still can't, you know, can't, it doesn't fit. So anyway, so however, first of all, it takes, you see, the karma to be happened. It takes time, you know, to understand, to hear the teachings, to meet the teaching, to hear the teachings, Buddha's teaching, and to, you know, even karma to hear the teachings. You see. Then you see, so there's all these doubts, you see, you know. It takes much time. You see, come to the point to, you know, understand the faith. So, that, but still, even one thing, oh, this might be true, but still it doesn't mean that you would practice, engage, you know, the abandon the karma, the practice of good karma, the living the vows, that making, is it putting yourself in the situation to actually practice, not just have a good idea, oh, this is good, this dharma is good, you know, to do in the life, it's good, spiritual thing. Of course, that even that takes time, so as I mentioned before, you know, first of all, the karma to be ripened. So most human being in the world has basically karma. There's no karma to hear even Buddha Dharma. They are born human beings but don't have karma to hear Buddha Dharma. So you can understand from that. So therefore, now, let's see. So to be born, to just not to be a human being or to receive human body, in native preliminary, having taken precepts and living pure. The opposite is as you hear from the teachings as well, sutra teachings of the Buddha, then the animals, the nagas, particularly like that, even didn't lose faith in, didn't have heresy. Of course, then that one gets upon the hell realms. So anyway, but this is this is different from Christianity. That it just here is just describing the nature of the act, the effect of the action, how the actions, how much negative it is, and talking, say, how much negative it is, and the effect, how much bad effect, you see, the suffering, effect of suffering. it is talking about the nature of the phenomena, the nature of that karma, or the result. different from For example, a person. who has no idea, no particular belief in reincarnation, karma, these things. No particular. Anyway, no idea about this. No idea about this subject. But the person lives with a good heart, sincere heart. You know, lived with sincerity, and especially good heart, loving kindness, compassion towards others. kind person who lived a very kind life and generous. If that, so you can use the other way, doesn't believe God at all, would not believe God at all, but sleep since having very kind life, very kind towards others, and kind life and generous. Good heart. Not even that, just sincere person. Good effect. It has, you see, at the time of death, it's good. There's a peaceful death. And there's good rebirth in the next life. It doesn't blame at all God. Or is it and also no idea of the Buddha's teachings at all. There's no particular view or anything like that, you see. So, but sincere life is lived truthful life. So it has, of course, it cuts down so much problem. It cuts down so much problem in that life, even this life, and time of the end after this life. So, you know, there's much happiness. So therefore, what I'm saying is that here Buddhism is different, not what in the, you know, see present. But of course, as Hisunas often says that presentation that we see believe in God. So anyway, if you don't believe God, you go to hell. you see that you, once you're born in hell, you are forever in the hell. So anyway, but that such that so anyway, that needed such a method presentation needed for certain sentient beings. It fits to them. They can accept this. It fits to them. It helps them. So that so often as soon as says that, so therefore one respect those religion which are that philosophy that see, even though you don't practice, so one respect those. So what I was saying before is the person has no idea of this Dharma, Karma, range or this, but you see, there is good quality of mind. The person has good, good heart, or even basic sincerity. You know? So that protects the person. Even they do not understand the philosophy of this, but that very practical, that the good attitude in the life, that become the very basic, you know, protection for life from suffering, from problems, is the happiness, cause of happiness or the So therefore, you see, then finally come to, I mean, hear the teachings and karma happened, finally come to hear the teachings. So still, you know, there's a lot of hardship, a lot of difficulties to able to understand and to have faith. That depends on how much merit that person has collected. The realizing emptiness. Realizing emptiness. realizing the ultimate, the mahamudra, which is the ultimate nature of the mind, and so it's all a question. It's all is not the same for everybody. For some, very easy. The minute when you hear teaching, meditate, you can experience. For some people, many lifetimes it doesn't happen. So it's a question of how much your mind is purified, how much tin or tick obscuration you have. The individual person has. It's a question of that. So same thing, Guru. Same thing here. None of that, and same thing. The realization that Guru is Buddha. It is also exactly the same. So for some people, many lifetimes, difficult. Because obscuration, and for some people, you see. The minute when you hear Guru, the teachings, realization happens. There, you see, no difficulties, no question, no, say, on the personal side, no difficulties. get experience for realization, 100% from the deep down, from the heart, has this, this discovery, this realization, you see. And then somebody, you know, you see full of mistakes, you know, opposed to Buddha, full of mistakes in the whole life. It's so difficult to change. So same when your subject comes to subject of karma, reincarnation, it's same. It's a question of how much, you see, how thin department less need karma, or how heavy need karma. So how difficult you find to understand, to have faith, and how easy. So the whole question is a purification. The whole answer is there. You see, purifying the mind. If the mind is purified, everything happens. Like the mirror, covered by dust, at the beginning can't give reflection. The more and more you clean away, it can give more and more clear reflection. Because the mind is all the potential, all the potential of the nature. So, so question of pure, question of how much. How much purification is done? Practice of purification. So that. And if there's no continuously collecting extensive merit. If it's not there, you know, the purification, then, you know, even one found some faith or some experience, but can lose that. If one do not continue the collecting, you know, extensive merit of time and practice purification, see, and strong prayer, a strong prayer, you see, dedicated merit. So, anyway, here at this point, even though the subject may come later, but however, I would like to mention the here at this point also that even the teacher, that person has is very cruel, very selfish, very bad-tempered. you know, very immoral. You see, not that, you know. But the persons, the guru, you see, the person, but from the side of the disciple, practice correctly, as Buddha explained, sutra, in sutra and tantra. You know, so stick it with that Buddha's instruction. So practice according to what Buddha, yes, show guidance. You see, after the Buddha was practice. if you say, by looking at it, material Buddha, by looking at the Manjushri, by looking at it, see, the Buddha's, from the side of the disciple, then you see, you won't do that, from the, even though the teacher's side is like that, but from the side of the disciple, treat like, by looking at it, say, like Mathe Buddha or Manjushri, like that. that creates a cause. Next lives, you meet Guru, exactly, like, see, same quality, Mathe Buddha, Manjushri, so forth, you see. Next slide. So that's what Papanga, or the Kadamba Geshe, so Papanga teaching, but planned the Guru Devotion teaching. So that is one thing to be kept in mind. That this is important. This is important advice. So many people, do not know this point, and then you see, then or doesn't know the teaching on the Guru Devotion, the complete teaching. So then, then life become say, one of continual, very very heavy, the negative karma created, that becomes most heavy negative karma if you compare to other karmas. Even comparing the killed father, mother, harmed Buddha, and caused blood to Buddha, disunited among the ayasanghas who has the realization of the the true path, you know, cessation of suffering, like that. Achieved those levels of path. So anyway, less difficult world path. So, or as a killed a heart, however, which object is most powerful object than numbers of Buddhas, you know? So therefore, even you engage the five uninterrupted karma without interruption of the life, you immediately get reborn in the hell realm. Even the hell is the heaviest hell realm. You see, hot hell like that. So still you can become enlightened in this life. Still you can become enlightened. Even you committed those in karma, still you can become enlightened in this life. You see, you can purify, you can still become enlightened. But, you see, the mistakes done in the previous question, the devotion friend, especially even small one, small Krishna, also, even small, just have a very heavy. So no question are that heavy than that. So so here, this one is as I mentioned in the eight shortcomings of not the disadvantage is not having guru that but the making mistake, the eight shortcomings make mistake after one has found guru, then you see metal connection. So that so there is that. So as difficult to achieve realizations, achieve enlightenment. Then difficult to accomplish your ultimate goal, benefit of sentient beings, purpose of your life, aim objective of your life to benefit of sentient beings, to be able to do perfect work for sentient beings. So that then, so unable to see. Unable to complete that. So therefore, there's a responsibility from both sides, the disciple side, there's a responsibility, teacher side, there's a responsibility. just not like, so what I've mentioned is not an example. So teacher side like that, but the disciple side, you see, has a, disciple side, very good practitioner. You see, however, so, looking at the Manjushri, Mithya Buddha, like that, past good words, like that, then, you see, no difficulty, you create cause in this life, to meet in the future, you see, Guru, exactly like Mithya Buddha, Manjushri. So how, or so therefore, how the future life, how our future lives will turn out, is to practice Dharma, is to realization also difficult, and full of obstacles, so many obstacles, and many obstacles, so great difficulties to follow. To devote the virtuous friend in the next lives. For that this life is a responsibility. Whole answer depends on how you do it. How this life, you see, this life, how we do. How skillful we are. You see, wise and practicing Dharma. So like that example. And say, anyway, just mention here. So, as Gautama Geshe Jengawa, as I mentioned, disciple himself, you see, him or herself. So it is said, Gautama Geshe Jengawa. The disciple, even so full like pig and dog, like so full, like pig and dog. able to vote, but see, able to devote the virtuous friend correctly, no difficulties. No difficulties that is disciple to become like Manjushri. You know, from peak talk like that, so full. You see, no intelligence at all. So that but you see I say but such stable, you know, what you see, whatever happened, whatever situation, you see, whether the teacher show anger or happy mind, you know, towards that disciple. How you would say, in a situation of churches from the side of the teacher. However, having so strong, having unchallengeable, undestructible devotion. So, and because of that, then obtain the advice. There's no difficulties to, because of the strong devotion, so there's no hardships. Only great joy, happiness to follow the advice. do not find any hardships, any difficulties. So incredible enjoyment to because of the benefit you get from that. And so the limitless skies of benefit what you get from that. So however, so next. So next slide. So here it's a little different from previous. It's different from the previous one. So the disciple, this general thing, no difficulties to become like Manjushri. For some in Tibetan or something. The last word I don't remember precisely. Shenyan Tsuji Dambar last word I don't remember. Chabate Tundu Dabu Shindu Luna Yang Chiba Dabu Shindu Luna Yang Jambi Yang Dabu Chiba Chakchi Yue. So techniques to become, so the last one, no hardships, no difficulties to become like, to become the disciple, that disciple to become Manjushri, no difficulties. No. So so therefore that even the person who knows nothing, no intelligence, nothing, so full, but this person is the most important thing in life, that's devotion. unchangeable interest. So sooner or later. So this brings all the success. This brings all the success. Intelligence, you know, not unlucky intelligence, but lucky, fortunate intelligence. But some people, intelligence, but there's no merit. So life doesn't work in the proper way. You see, intelligent, but cannot believe, it's hard to believe in the karma. Intelligent person, many education, but no, difficult to have faith in karma, understand karma. So they're unfortunate or unable to practice. So, I have one angle. Not this angle. Not the fifth. Family, you know, relative uncle. Not the angle, uncle. So he's talking about the monks. We talk at Laodu. So when I was building the monastery at Laodu, so this uncle, because I have quite a number of uncles. Many angles there, maybe other angles that I don't know. Anyway, these are close ones that I run. So, one small uncle who, I think who did 7,000 prostrations, and a small hut near Laodu in some of the rocks, where the Charo Lamas is past life in the house. So small. So he, while he was doing that, you know, with his 7,000 prostration, then he was taking care of my grandmother, who was blind, all hairs white, you know, blind, caring outside for pipi kaka, and bringing the room and make food and take care. That while he's doing all these prostrations. So that's a small uncle. Then there's a longer angle. So the he's quite useful. I don't mean the other one is not useful, but this other uncle, you know, the bigger one, is quite useful. Because he knows when the police come from Namche Bazaar is where the check office. So they come to Laodu to check any Western, you see, a person there, or you see the blood bazaar or something. You see. So then when this uncle's there, then he gives chai, he gives a cup of tea. He gives a cup of tea and some biscuits and some cup of tea to the police. Then police is very happy, satisfied, very happy. then he quietly, happily, then he ran down, got back to Namche Bazaar. So he knows how to talk with him. Anyway, I mean, of course, that's just one thing. So we were talking about the Kaban monks. the Kapan monastery, the monk, started at Lao Tu the very first time. Monks thought that. So he was talking about, the uncle was saying, but there's other monks there, also they become monks, and after sooner or later they think of tracking, you know, to be porter, for tracking, many, for tracking, with Japanese or Western people. Say. But then we see that unable to continue monk. So he was saying that talking about a couple monks, the monks of couple monks of the Lao Tu. So he was saying, no use. They will leave. They said they will leave sooner or later. They will leave with a raksha. They will leave for trekking with a raksha. They will leave. So unfortunate, intelligent. He said unfortunate, intelligent. Unfortunate intelligent. So it's like that. knows many things, come to know many things, knowing language or, English language or come to know many things, but no merit to be continued to monk, to practice, so that was all that they're saying. So, so I just mentioned human beings who Gunjo Tala, the sutra called Gunjo Tala. That or the Gunjek, the sutra. Gunjo Tala. mentioned anyway, the verse is that the human beings who do not have devotion tapa maybe mithala kabuchun mikiti. So the human beings who do not have devotion, the white dharma doesn't happen. Misrealization doesn't happen. Like the seed that is burned. The sprout cannot come. Seed from the seed that is burned, sprout cannot come. So that the who do not have devotion, and then you see white dharma, they realize the positive minds is like devotion. The realization, however, So that means up to enlightenment. So it doesn't come. from burnt rice, no sprout, no plant, no tree, no branches, no fruit, no flower, no fruit. So that. Then also mentioned that the devotion, like preliminary, like say, Tabangundo Mother Jebri, in 10 times a Sunsing Belloch. So, devotion. I guess, maybe from the mother, see, then the daughter's son, and then from the grandchildren, so you see, comes all that generation, you see. not that. So by having devotion, in the times it soon spirits. So it protects all the qualities. So that's clear. When you lose your devotion, then you are some experience, some good qualities, some experience you achieve, you also lose that. when the devotion is lost, what a good, for example, the devotion to the Dharma Sangha, to the devotion guru is lost. Then you see, even you try to meditate, you don't feel anything. You used to feel, you had feeling before, but now you don't have feeling. Very dry. No matter how much you try to meditate, very dry. Mind is very dry. like a stone. Like stone. like the stone under the ocean. Even though the stone is under the ocean, but the water doesn't go inside. So anyway. So that the other experience that one had before, even not actual realization, but even strong feeling in the meditation, renunciation, Buddhist meditation, higher impermanence, death, so forth. And now, after the divorce, the loss, one day that's gone, disappeared. due to some negative thoughts, another practice, due to some situation or something, due to negative thoughts, then, and all those experiences stopped. What happening? Also, the devotion match to protect the qualities and it makes to increase qualities. the devotion is the supplying Tepa Nodang Tepa Gangpe Sukhang. So the devotion is like devotion is the supplying of the best wealth. The supplying treasure, Tepa Nodang Tepa Gangpe Sukhang. Gitushin kasa. So the devotion, so the leg, by having a leg, then as you reach wherever you wish to be. So the devotion like that by having devotion, then can achieve any realization or happiness, which is about liberation, enlightenment. So that, like a hand, you see, like the hand collect grains or, you see, collect grains. So for you see, so devotion like the hand collect merits. You see. They collect, extensive marriage. So, however, makes so easy having this quality of mind makes so easy. to collect extensive merit and to pure naturally 24 hours, naturally every day. So naturally it becomes, what the person does with the purified, you see. So unconceivable defilements may come up. All this comes together naturally. And receiving blessing of Guru and that. So every day the level of mind is going higher. because of the devotion, then you see 24 hours obtaining advice or doing service. You see, so life is naturally dedicated to that. So you see, like the Sajja Pandit, his guru, Kunga Jansen, so 是taking the heavy sicknesses. So the such offer service day and night without eating food and without sleep in my time. One point cherishing splendid offer service. So due to that, then the So extremely pleased. Then gave Manjushri say Guru Yoga to Satyapandit, and then did that. Then he actually saw his guru Manjushri. Then became unbelievable. Become great pandit after that. expert in the Da, which means the Sanskrit, those knowledge, how the sound put together, those Sanskrit, the language, the letters. then also expert and extremely expert in the logician, many other besides Dharma, many of those other educations, knowledge, and it becomes so famous and able to benefit. Able to offer extensive benefit to sentient beings. Oh, the Gautama gets to you. Was offering service to his guru, Janava. It said, even he was writing a letter, a syllable, in a text, even a syllable, that when he is called by, when he hear his guru calling, Janava calling him, and even before completing the syllable, na, he immediately stopped and ran to offer service. So, that, however, even middle of the mandala, even while he's offering a mandala, even in the middle of the mandala offering, he needs to stop there and run to offer service. So anyway, correct the word towards your friend. So one day, as he was cleaning the room, collected the dust, the garbage of the dust on his leg, as a robe, put the robe, then carry. As he go down downstairs to throw the garbage out. So when you reach the third level of state. Then his level of mind reaches to the path of merit. The great path of merit has three divisions: great in the middle and the lower, smaller. the small part of marriage, middle part of marriage, then great part of marriage. His mind went up, reached the level. I mean, when he reached throw the garbage out, so when he back here on his rope, reached the third step. And because of that, then right there, he immediately saw so many Buddhas, so many Buddhas in the Nimark aspect. So, not that. So that's the most fortunate. Having such this undestructible devotion, the most fortunate being. The attaining realization, going to Pure Land, even that time going to Pure Land, everything. Everything, all the success, comes to that person. So therefore, now, because of that, because of that undestructible strong devotion, that spirits cannot harm. Because that person surrendered to Guru, so cannot other evil beings cannot influence, cannot misguide, cannot harm spirits, human beings, non-humans, cannot harm. So that. So therefore need. Again here, I want to emphasize this devotion also same as I mentioned, as I gave example of reincarnation. If a person's mind is not purified, doesn't no merit, the person doesn't even have merit, and the mind is not purified, then if there's a thick, heavy obscuration, no matter how much intelligent reasons, I say, no matter how much philosophical all the reasons to prove reincarnation, no matter how much a logician you're expert, no matter how much you're expert, all those logicians, what those Indian pandits mentioned, no matter how most intelligent reasons you use, that other person, no way you can prove it. Even for you, it's the most identifying of the. However, anyway, most effective, even billions of reasons, anyway, you use, the other person cannot, whatever reason you use, cannot understand, cannot find faith. If there's thick, heavy obscuration, the karma. Even though those reasons are correct, most brilliant and intelligent, won't work to that particular person. Doesn't work. When the person is in the negative karma purified, when there's a lot of merit. Even very simple reason, not intelligent, to put in some deep reason or that. It's something very simple. Very simple, few words. The person will understand and get faith in karma, in reincarnation. So therefore, same here in the section of Guru Devotion. How many quotations, how many reasonings? When the mind is not purified, for that person, it doesn't connect. It becomes like talking to a rock. You're explaining Dharma to a rock. You see, a big rock, very strong, very thick, big rock. You're talking Dharma to that rock. So exactly like that. It doesn't go in the heart. Doesn't affect at all. But the day, see, when the karma of negative karma, so you see, that the heavy one become less, more merit, then not deep, and something very simple, few words, then you can click. It can click in the mind of that person. So like that, so therefore, before I mentioned the obscuration, need importance to purify. Now here, I want to emphasize importance of collecting merit. So such a devotion depends on having collected, you know, extensive merit. So therefore, breakfast is finishing. In the case of Guru Devotion, like this, in the case of realizing ultimate nature of mind, the same case. So that's why this retreat is not just a dry mind meditating on trying to struggle like walking on the rock, there's no road but there's a wall, so struggling, you see, so like that. But many practice integrate some practice too. As I mentioned in the beginning, all the conditions become very easy. Very easy to have these realizations for that. So some part of initiation is finished. Okay. Please have breakfast.